down the road in Ballsbridge. Day two of the Rolex Dublin Horse Show has been taking place. Brendan McArdle predicted last night that an Irish rider would win the Speed Derby. But Brendan McArdle, could you have foreseen eight Irish riders filling the top 10?
There you go, Ruby. Certainly, it was a difficult track here. Some of the horses didn't like the water on the course, and we had one faller off just going into the water, and then he had to canter through the water, didn't even have to jump the water. So that was quite difficult, but Conor Swale was brilliant with Theo. He was clear all the way around. Fran O'Derwin, who won yesterday's opening class, took second. Julian Goen from France took third. Mikey Penderwood for Ireland with HHS Fortune in fourth, and Keane O'Connor in fifth with Shane Sweetenham in sixth. It was a really, really good class, and it also was for the award of the Paul Dara Memorial Trophy. I'm sure you remember the great Paul Dara. He was the king of speed, not just here at home but all around the world. He won more international classes, the speed class, than any other rider of his generation, and his wife was on hand here to make the presentation this afternoon. And Conor Swale was a deserving winner, because the last time he was jumping in a big arena and jumping water, he was in the water on that occasion. The horse stopped, but Theo wasn't going to stop with him here this afternoon, and it's Irish owned by Manon Farms.
Well, I have been confused for many people in my life, Brendan McArdle, but on Tuesday night, as I went to a function in Dublin, I was actually called Paul Dara.
There's no resemblance at all between you or Paul Darrow. But actually, it's probably a good compliment for you as well, isn't it?
Well, at least I'm still this side of the earth anyway. Which I did find a bit amusing. But how's and ever, I'm sure I have been called far, far worse things in my life. Brendan, the other international class today was the Cashel Palace Hotel Stakes. Another Irish winner.
It was. 47 horses went to post in this one. There was 11 clears and 6 of them in there for Ireland. The winner was Daniel Coyle, who was brilliant in Paris last week with the mare Legacy. On this occasion, he rode the Dutch Warm Blood Incredible, owned by the same owner, Ariel Grange, who's based in Canada. And he was brilliant in the jump off. He was the double clear 34.91. Second went to the Italian rider Giulia Martinengo Margot, with Dennis Lynch for Ireland in third place with Cordial. Bertram Allen with a new horse for him this week, Caprisco, took a fourth, with McLean Ward in fifth, and Daniel Deuser for Germany in sixth place. But after that great win, Daniel Coyle, and incredible, I caught up with him, and this is what he had to say.
Yeah, I can't believe it. Actually, the plan was to come and be prepared to jump the Aga Khan if needed. Also need to qualify for the Grand Prix. So yesterday had a good result. Today also jumping great. And you want to go mental from the first jump. You always want to win something in Dublin. So I'm delighted for the horse, for the owner, and hopefully for the crowd.
I think where you really made it was your gallop to the second last. It was a very tall vertical, and then down to the final fence, the Cashel Palace Hotel, Oxford. It was huge.
Yeah, actually, I added a stride on the last line after the double. That wasn't the plan, and I knew I had some time to make up, so I galloped over there as quick as I could. I had a bad line on the second last fence, and I had a big distance, and I hoped he seen it. He didn't see it. He chipped and jumped the fence well, and jumped the last. I mean, he's becoming an incredible horse.
Yeah, where'd you get him?
He came out of Holland. He also was quite successful before, and Jerome Dubbeldam found him for us, and me, Ariel, and him went and tried him, and after a little while we started to think maybe this horse is even better than we started to believe.
And is there a lot more in the tank of him?
Yeah, I think so. It was always a question in the beginning, would he suit our system, Ariel's system, the way I ride, Jerome. You know, it's a whole team, and horses, we try to do the most we can for the horses, but he is also changing, which is very, very nice to see at 11-year-old horse.
Can you see him being a bigger player now in the Irish team, certainly with his form?
For sure. I had said to Michael, like, I don't know if he's ready for the Aga Khan, but he's for sure nearly ready, so I'm delighted he put on a good performance.
Grand Prix now on Sunday.
Grand Prix now on Sunday. Thankfully, we're qualified.
Well done. Good man.
Thank you.
There you go, Ruby, hearing from our winner, Daniel Coyle there. And as you heard, he was available for the Irish team, and he didn't get selected by Michael Blake, but he gets what he wants here this afternoon. He had a big win, and he gets that qualification as well for the Grand Prix on Sunday afternoon.
He most certainly does. The action kicks off tomorrow morning, bright and early. Brendan in the main ring at 7:45, the 13-2 Pony Championship Finals. They'll be followed at 9 o'clock by the 14-2 Pony Finals. But of course, the President will arrive at 5-2. The Parade of Teams will be at 2 o'clock, and the Nations Cup for the Aga Khan Trophy, sponsored by the Ireland Rating Exchange will kick off at 3 p.m. It is live on RTE television tomorrow. Has Michael Blake's mood changed? Is he any bit more confident after the Irish success of yesterday and today ahead of tomorrow?
Unbelievable how what 24 hours can do. The Irish field had a breakfast this morning. He was there. He had the team with him as well. And he actually was smiling. I think he looked at some of the horses yesterday that was jumping and realised, actually, my horses jump better than them on the opening day, because none of them's trying really on the opening day. They're keeping it all in the tank for Friday. So, like, he has the team of Keane O'Connor, Mark McCauley with an Irish bred mare, Dara Kenny and Dennis Lynch. Now, the team draw was... took place earlier on today. United States will go first, the Netherlands will be second, the ring Belgium will be third, Switzerland, Sweden, Ireland are sixth to go of the eight nations, France are in seventh, and Great Britain have the best draw of them all. They're going last. I think they've got a brilliant chance now. I think they're having reverse psychology here at Dublin this week. Usually we're talking up, they're going to win, they're going to do everything. I think after the disappointment of Paris, they've changed that around now. They're coming here. We'll do okay. The Swiss on paper look like they're in good form. But I just met the Swiss chef to keep, and he's not as confident as the rest of the people might actually think. He might think he has the best riders here, but some of the horses maybe aren't just firing all season. And he's hoping that form change will happen here tomorrow afternoon. But I think Ireland have a great chance. Alan Wade will set a big track for them here tomorrow. He's built big all week, but he knows he's got the best riders in the world, and he's going to give them a stiff challenge here tomorrow. He'll want clear rounds for to win the Aga Khan.
Well, I hope that's exactly what he does. Brendan, thanks for taking the time to talk to us this evening. I'm sure you're absolutely flat out below in Ball's Bridge for the next couple of days.
I shall see you tomorrow, Paul.
Cheers, I've been called worse. I'll cope with that one. Thank you very much, Brendan McArdle. We have a quick break to take, and after that, we will catch up with Eric Donovan.
RTE 2FM.